The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On Thursdays, we always check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I hope you are.
I am doing wonderful. Thank you. We're talking about, it's intriguing to me, some of the notes that I've gotten this morning about people who literally feel like they're addicted to Facebook. And some people are just saying that as much as they would like to leave Facebook, they just can't bring themselves to do so.
And, you know, Joey, people have been talking about this forever. Doctors, when it comes to our youth, right? We're adults, but they talk about those endorphins, you know, every time you get a click, every time you get a like, things like that, that like get your body, get those addiction things going. I mean, doctors have been warning us of that for years when it comes to our kids. And so, I'm, you know, you're almost shocked that now it seems like it's some new piece of information that we're getting. But, yeah, isn't that, it is amazing. And I think, you know, people get, they like seeing people they haven't seen in a long time. You know, there are probably some positive things about it, but you're right. There's a lot of negative, you know, how it hurts our kids, right? Because they're getting negative feedback. You know, it used to be when you got bullied at school and you came home, you felt safe because nobody was on your home phone. Parents would not put up with that, right? They'd call their parents, and that stuff would get stopped in a heartbeat. But now kids that get bullied at school come home, and there's no way to stop it because other kids can reach out to them. Yeah, it follows you. Because, and they are seeing what's going on all the time, so you have no safe haven. So, you know, and I always think, Joey, you've probably heard this in the past too. You know, you have these big tech giants that don't let their kids get on, that don't give them phones, that don't let them get on social media. Isn't that amazing that people have made their fortunes on it, block their children from being a part of it at all?
Well, yeah, that it is. It is. And look, a lot of people have made a lot of money with these social media sites. But it's just interesting. I mean, you know, we've had this discussion before. I think a lot of people think, well, look, I can leave Facebook at any time, but when they get ready to press that delete button, they just can't bring themselves to do it.
I know.
It's kind of like you're just, you're deleting your family because, you know, that, and I've told the story many times about, Nana Hudson, how I gave her an iPad a couple of years ago for Christmas. She didn't want it, wanted no part of it until she learned how to look at Facebook. Now she's never made a single post. By the way, she turned 83 yesterday. Yesterday was a big day for Nana Hudson. It's her birthday. But she's never made a single post, but she loves to scroll through and see what everybody else in the family and her friends and her church friends are doing. And it brings her literally hours of comfort and satisfaction of being able to do that. And I think that's true with a lot of people. They just like, you know, they're people that you stay in touch with that you maybe don't have face-to-face contact with, or maybe you don't even talk to them for years, but you still feel like you have a little glimpse inside of their life and what they're up to.
Joey, that is the exact, that verbatim is the story of my mom. So my mom will be 93 this year, and probably 9 years ago, 8 years ago, we got her an iPad that she didn't want.
Yep.
And then I put her Facebook on it so she could, you know, be friends with all of her grandkids and see what, you know, see pictures they were posting. And it probably kept them out of trouble too, Joey, because they know grandma's looking and watching.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't make a post, and my daughter helps her with it and will change her, you know, will change her picture sometimes. But it is that way for a lot of, so for some people it does good, but then for some, just like everything, right?
Yeah.
For some people it's a joy, and for others it becomes a problem. And I mean, just, I think now that we see the censoring that's done on it, I mean, I see people all the time going, well, I'm out of Facebook jail. That was a 2-day sentence, or that was a 5-day yeah. sentence. I'm thinking, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. And look, I have the frustration, too, that a lot of people do when Facebook is censoring what's being said. And now, and maybe we have relied on these social media sites too much for our political commentary. Maybe if we just stuck to the family and friends type thing, it would be a lot easier. But it's just wrong that these tech companies can censor what we're saying.
Well, and censor an ex-president, you know, President
yes.
Trump, to just completely wipe him out because they want to stop his voice. This is not even a censoring issue. They just want to stop his voice when they allow so many other criminals from around the world to put commentary on and say outlandish things and say, well, we can't censor that. I think that's when it becomes a problem. But Joey, how do we don't even have news
yeah.
that is strictly news. Like the days of Walter Cronkite, where these are the facts and you can take those facts and develop your own opinions. I don't know how we get back to that. I think it's a much bigger problem is where then do we go?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, do you remember when somebody could teach political science and you could walk out of their classroom and not have any idea where they politically sat?
Oh, yeah.
The good old days.
Yep. Yep. and now that's just unheard of. So many of the teachers, professors, they can't stand it. They have to insert their own political views. And that's just the day in which we live. All right, quickly, yesterday, your response to, and did it surprise you, that Nancy Pelosi does not want Representative Jim Banks and Representative Jim Jordan on her select committee?
No, it didn't surprise me at all because they don't want anybody that's going to ask the tough question that's going to bring to light anything that she doesn't want brought to light. I mean, it didn't surprise me in the least. That's the way the Democrats roll. They want to stop. They want to control the narrative. They want to drive the train, and they don't want it to get off the rail at all. So it wasn't shocking. I'm glad that, you know, Jim Jordan never ceases to amaze me on how he will stand up and keep fighting and talk about it and bring that to the light of people of how biased this selection committee really was. So thank God for Jim Jordan, right? He's doing a great job in D.C.
Yeah, and look, Nancy Pelosi knows that if Jim Jordan particularly, if he's on there, that the tough questions are going to be asked because other than Trey Gowdy, I don't know of anyone else who can just get to the core of an issue as quickly as Jim Jordan can.
Exactly. I mean, he has definitely lifted the torch that Trey left in D.C. to really call things out. But, you know, I mean, can you imagine that committee when he asked why there was no security at the Capitol? Why,
yeah.
you know, what would her response be? She,
yeah.
you know, it's my understanding she was in charge of that.
Yep. Yep. Always good to talk with you. We'll catch up again next Thursday or maybe on Facebook before then.
There you go, Joey. Well, I hope you have a blessed week, and I look forward to talking to you next Thursday.
You too. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Ebbett.